February 23rd, 2015, to the Remnant Faithful. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." It should be clear to the Remnant Faithful that caution must dictate whom you believe in and trust. Those worthy of belief support the truth and do not speak or act according to self-interest. They hold no hidden agenda in their hearts, therefore no guile. This is true of all leaders, secular or religious. The ones who object most to my advice to you today are the leaders who want absolute power. It is never wrong to look at the direction you are being led. Does it support the Ten Commandments and thus holy love? It is your sovereign duty as a Christian to examine this. Too many are misled and misinformed. Too much righteousness is clothed in silence and never proclaimed. I am telling you these things not to be rebellious, but rather to be united in the truth, which is holy love. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 5. Synopsis: encouragement to be of the same mind and heart, united in holy love and holy humility through the united hearts. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.